Make your home a high-tech home with help from PCRichard.com. Huge savings on smart appliances like Samsung Bespoke and LG Studio. Induction cooking from Beko, Frigidaire, and more. Visit PCRichard.com today.
Summer's here, and PC Richard & Son has everything you need to create your outdoor oasis. Huge savings on outdoor furniture, Yeti coolers, Samsung Terrace outdoor TVs, Weber and Traeger grills, and more. The Memorial Day sale at PC Richard & Son.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm speaking to James Holland. His book, Brothers in Arms, details war on the ground, tank war. It was the story of 1944-45 and the Allied victory over Germany. We come now to May 5th, 1945. The same Stuart Hills, who is heartbroken by the loss of his good friend Dennis Elmore, is driving back towards headquarters where the Sherwood Rangers are waiting for their next orders to keep attacking because the Germans won't surrender, so they have to attack and attack. And I think they're headed for Bremen. However, Bremerhaven, yeah. Thank you. And Christofferson gets a message that James has reproduced in his book. What is the message, James?
Well, it arrives the previous evening of the 4th of May, and he's handed it. He's in this courtyard in this farmyard, in this farm, this beautiful little village in the kind of sort of hinterland between Bremen and Hamburg, sort of farming, low-level farming land. Called Karlshofen, and he's overtaken, you know, he's taken over this farmyard and building as the regimental headquarters. And suddenly this message is scrawled in sort of on a used message pad in pencil. And he's rather irritated that, why haven't you used a clean sheet of paper? And the guy says, I had to take this down immediately on the first thing I could find. It was so important. And basically it says, no further advance, no further firing. BBC reports that the Germans will surrender at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay where you are. And they realized that this is the end of the war. And it was amazing because in October 2020, in a gap in the pandemic, I went over to Karlshofen on a pilgrimage, really, kind of following the footsteps of the Sherwood Rangers all through Germany, through Geilenkirchen, through the route through Operation Veritable, through Kleve, Gock, Issum, up to the River Rhine, across the River Rhine, all the way through that single road through the woods and forests and stuff, up to Bremen, saw where Dennis Elmore was killed, and then went on, finished on this beautiful October afternoon. The sun was shining. The oak trees and horse chestnuts were still in leaf just about. And there we stood, and you could half close your eyes and picture Stanley Christofferson being candid this note, and you could almost smell the pipe and cigarette smoke and hear the clang of spanners on tanks and what have you. And I was there with David, who's a great friend of mine, who is Stanley's son. And it was quite a journey for David too, as you can imagine, an emotional journey because, you know, he's never been on that trip before. And, you know, he was very, very close to his father, but his father died back in 1990, some years ago. Very, very emotive moment.
To correct the detail, it was the 4th of May. The surrender is for the next day. And Stuart Hills was headed back that evening when he saw the celebration.
That's right, yeah. So it's
when morning. He saw the celebration and wondered, what's happened? Are we ordered into the line again?
Yeah, and it's not. And it's fascinating because they all of them say, you know, we had this, my immediate reaction was one of just enormous relief that I'd survived. And then the overwhelming relief is then overtaken by a sense of grief and regret for all those friends who didn't make it through, you know, who weren't the lucky ones, who hadn't survived. And again, I think one can understand that very kind of human response.
We have whatever happened to. I see all the survivors. They're wonderful. Bill Wharton, Stan Perry, George Dring. Arthur Reddish, he survived. Where does Arthur Reddish head after the war? He's a wonderful character.
Well, he emigrates to New Zealand, actually. He emigrates to New Zealand. Yeah, he's a trained brickie, so he's a bricklayer, and he sees an advert for a, you know, he has this girlfriend in Belgium. It doesn't work out, and so he thinks, oh, what am I going to do? And then his mother dies, and his father died some years ago, and he's got nothing to keep him really in Northern England, where he's from. He's from Lancashire. And he sees this advert from New Zealand, you know, looking for kind of skilled laborers. And he thinks, okay, well, I'll go make a life out there. And so he does. And he spends the rest of his days out there, out in the North Island, north of Auckland, near Auckland.
And John Semkin lives to a ripe age of 2016. And you visited with John Semkin.
Yeah, with David Christopherson. Together we went and interviewed John at great length. And that was one of the most memorable interviews of the kind of 300-plus interviews I've done with Second World War veterans. I would say that John Semkin's right up there. He was an incredible guy. I just don't know how he did what he did. You know, being a squadron commander just requires so much energy, thought, concentration, strain, stress. You know, you name it. You're the most vulnerable person in the, one of the most vulnerable people in the regiment. You know, you've got one of the most dangerous jobs. You've got just gargantuan amounts of responsibility on your shoulders. And yet he shouldered it. And it was a privilege and an honor to go and talk to him and hear his reminiscences. And, you know, I can picture it even to this day.
And Stanley Christopherson, he returns to the gold fields, but then he comes back to Britain.
And yeah, he ends up setting up a school, funny enough.
And the school is there today. I've watched,
yes,
I looked at the video. It's got a wonderful advertisement for the school that he bought with his family. The Sherwood Rangers Yeomanry, do they have a unit today, or was it disbanded?
They do. They're part of what's called the Royal Yeomanry, and a squadron, the Royal Yeomanry, is the Sherwood Rangers. So they do still continue. But they're very proud tradition, and as you can imagine, they're absolutely thrilled to pieces about the book, because it's kind of the Sherwood Range is already on the map, but it's kind of helped cement their reputation, I suppose.
And they really did call their top commanders Robin Hood, Maid Mary, and Little John, and Friar Tuck. Yes. So in case
that's the name of the tanks they will give.
Yes, and the 82nd Airborne was fascinated and thought it was terrific to go to war with Robin Hood and the Merry Men. Brothers in Arms is the book. One legendary tank regiment's bloody war from D-Day to VE Day. James Holland is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Make your home a high-tech home with help from PCRichard.com. Huge savings on smart appliances like Samsung Bespoke and LG Studio. Induction cooking from Beko, Frigidaire, and more. Visit PCRichard.com today.
Summer's here, and PC Richard & Son has everything you need to create your outdoor oasis. Huge savings on outdoor furniture, Yeti coolers, Samsung Terrace outdoor TVs, Weber and Traeger grills, and more. The Memorial Day sale at PC Richard & Son.
It's about that time. Time to fill the grill with all your ShopRite summer favorites, like hot dogs, hamburgers, and sausages, from asparagus to zucchini, and every kind of bun under the sun. So go ahead, fill the backyard barbecuers and the long weekend lovers. Fill the hamburger hoverers and the hot dog hot shots. Fill the grill with fabulous grillable foods that are priced just right. See all our summer deals at ShopRite.com. ShopRite. Check out happy.